Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello, you supernatural little breadcrumbs. I'm Andy.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups.
It's the show where kids ask us the questions they want answered.
And we say...
London. Michaelmas term lately over, and the Lord Chancellor sitting in Lincoln's Inn Hall. Implacable November weather. As much mud in the streets as if the waters had but newly retired from the face of the earth, and it would not be wonderful to meet a megalosaurus 40 feet long or so, waddling like an elephantine lizard up Holborn Hill. Smoke lowering down from chimney pots.
Andy, what are you doing?
I'm reading Bleak House by Charles Dickens, Carrie. It's high time these children got some proper education. Smoke lowering down from chimney pots, making a soft black drizzle with flakes of soot in it as big as full-grown snowflakes, gone into mourning, one might imagine, for the death of the sun. Dogs undistinguishable in mire, horses scarcely better, splashed to their very blinkers, foot passengers jostling another.
Andy, Bleak House is a huge novel. It would take you about 35 hours to read all of that.
35 hours? Oh, how long have we got?
20 minutes?
Okay. Well, I'll just read really fast. Jotting one another for umbrellas and general infraction, real temper, and losing the foothold at street corners where thousands of foot passengers have been slipping and sliding since the day broke. If this day ever broke. And a new deposit to the crossbow.
Roll the tape,
sticking in those points and to the pavement, accumulating compound interest.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome. We have got some more of your brilliant questions.
Yay.
And we're going to furnish them with even more brilliant answers.
But who's going to ask the questions?
Who's going to ask questions?
Well, as ever, it's our happy chappy.
Question mark?
Got to keep this going today. I've got to go out and having some dinner with my wife.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
She's better now. She was a bit ill last time.
Yeah, she's better now.
Good.
You know, still in a lot of pain.
Oh, so you're taking her out to take her mind off it?
She'll be all right.
Yeah, no, we're taking her out because I'm hungry.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
She's in a lot of pain.
But she can hardly walk.
The cooking has gone right downhill.
But you're going to that restaurant at the top of the hill. She can hardly walk.
Right at the top, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's sink or swim, isn't it?
You could always take her in a wheelbarrow.
I'll take you in a wheelbarrow. What are you talking about?
She hates that restaurant.
Yeah. But it's good for her, isn't it? It's that thing they say, if you want to get well, then do stuff that you absolutely hate.
Wow,
did they say that? I'd like to say I hope
you both have a nice night, but I know one of you is not going to. Oh, well.
Question one.
This is from Florence.
Hello,
she's
Florence.
Hello, Florence.
It's food related.
Lovely.
Oh, lovely.
Do rocks and pebbles taste nice?
Well.
Well, I mean, is it the rock and pebble place at the top of...
I'll give anything a try.
Yeah?
So long as it's cheap.
That's one way of looking at
romantic,
life.
Romantic, isn't it? Yeah, cheap and your wife doesn't like it.
Hello, my ill wife. We're going to a restaurant at the top of the hill that you don't like, and it's as cheap as chips, and you're not going to enjoy any of it.
And it doesn't even have chips. It only has pebbles.
It's the rocks and pebbles. Chez Rocky Pebble.
Chez Rocky Pebble. Chez Slate.
Ah, welcome to
Boulder King.
On the menu for you tonight, we have the following delicious items. We have the starter of A big plate of is
rock soup. It's like a soup.
It's one of the least liquid soups of them all. In fact, it's a very solid soup.
It's very much. It's lava.
It's a bowl of solid rock. With a crouton floating on top. The crouton is also made of rock. We also have a pebble salad. Delicious, delicate
pebble salad, which is made up of pebbles. Nothing else. More pebbles.
On a bed of pebbles. And we offer a choice of three dressings with a pebble salad. You can have the pebble dressing.
Pebble dressing, the rock and pebble dressing.
It's all very, very dry.
Pretty similar.
The same thing.
But it's very nice.
Yeah, it's very nice indeed. Accents all over the place.
Who knew we couldn't do French?
Moving on to Chez Bordeaux, to the mains. The mains tonight. We have a special for you tonight. It's just one big rock thrown at you. You sit in the middle of the restaurant and the waiter angrily holds a rock in your face. Try and break your back. Try and break your skull. It's your job, you will eat it or you will die or somewhere in between.
Bang your head.
Anyway, you will have a nice story to tell your grandchildren if you survive. If you do not want a rock thrown at you,
if you are a vegetarian, we have a selection of pebbles.
Yeah, pebbles. They will be fired out of a cannon at your face.
By an angry ladybird.
Absolutely correct. But also we have rock steak.
You can have it, rock steak and pebble chips.
You can have pebble chips. How would you like your rock steak served, sir or madam?
Very well done. Hard as a rock.
It's only one way. It's hard as a rock.
Rare?
Tender?
That's an expensive rock.
Tender? I don't think so. The knives and forks typically break on anything you eat. They are the hardest steel known.
The teeth break, the knives and forks break. So for dessert, we have teeth.
Teeth, just your own teeth, whichever of your own teeth,
no longer in your mouth, because you've been eating rocks and pebbles. You will have them with a cream made of rocks.
And no cream. We just call it creme de la roque.
Creme de la roque.
Yeah, it's a rock. And we have, it's very delightful treat today. We have a seasonal stone. And it is garnished with a delicious hot butterscotch. No, not really. It's just more rocks thrown on top. It's a stone with rocks thing on top.
Maybe a pebble if you're lucky. Mm.
Anyway, really, thanks so much for your custom. And please just get out now. We're sick of you.
Question two.
Got my juices going out.
You like the sound of that?
Yeah.
Loved it.
Well, I've got to say, it's not cheap at Chez Bordeaux.
It sounds worth it. This one is from Theo.
Hello, Theo.
He's 11.
Yay!
Why does flammable and inflammable mean the same thing?
Flammable meaning flammable and inflammable meaning flammable.
Right.
Well, they do mean the same thing. They both mean
Inflammable. To turn into a flam.
And flams are, of course, one of the great building blocks of life. You want as much stuff as possible to be flammable or inflammable.
Right.
And, of course, flammable things repel inflammable things, despite the fact that they're both essentially
the same thing.
The same thing.
So, really, how would you spot a flam if you saw one, and what would you do with it, and how would it be a building block of life exactly? Thank you very much.
They're too small for the naked eye.
To see. What about an eye that's wearing clothes?
Flams. Ah, if your eye's wearing clothes, if you've got your eye trousers on,
right, your eye
trousers, you'll see them large as life.
Too small for the naked eye, but if you've got your eye trousers on, you can see the flams.
Yeah.
Right. And what do they look like? Flams.
They look surprisingly like eye trousers.
Flams look like eye trousers.
Yeah, so you put your eye trousers on, and of course, because you know you can't really get in there, you've got to put the trousers, eye trousers on in front of your eye.
Yes.
At which point you can see flams, and they look a lot like eye trousers.
Wow.
So it's a complicated.
Compared to an atom.
Yeah.
Is a flam bigger or is it smaller? Are atoms made of flams?
Yeah, atoms are made of flams.
So flams are the smallest building block in the universe.
Which make atoms.
Your flam bones connected to your
quark bone. Your quark bones connected to your atom.
Your atoms connected to your
molecule.
Their molecules
are everywhere.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so that's it.
But also, confusingly, yep. Flams also make up gluons and many of the other...
Your flam then is connected to your gluon. Your gluon's connected to your Pritt stick. Your Pritt stick's connected to your Tippex.
Your Tippex.
Because it's connected to your fountain pen.
Yeah.
Right, okay. So how many flams in a fountain pen?
Oh, I mean, it's hard to calculate, but I would have thought it's at least 6 or 7.
That many,
yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and if you look really close up with your eye trousers on,
yep.
you can see them, and a fountain pen looks exactly like eye trousers.
So this is incredible. Yeah. Everything in the world is made of flams.
It's made of flams.
Except flams.
Flams obviously can't be made of themselves.
Wow, that'd incredible.
That'd be crazy.
That's why flammable and inflammable are the same word, because everything is nothing. Is that right?
Exactly.
That's unbelievable. By which I mean completely believable.
Completely believable. And indeed, beyond believable, it's beyond belief, meaning it's true.
It's incredible.
Completely and utterly.
By which I'm incredible.
True.
Thanks so much for your question, by which I mean, God, what a stupid question.
Did you know?
The curliest man on earth is William Whirly Whirly Woo Whizzington of Wolverhampton. Mr. Whizzington is so curly that when he speaks, his words come out of his mouth and fly through the air in a massive circle and slide back down his throat. And then when he does a poo, come out in the shape of words. Sorry, everyone, but it's 100% true.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Did you know?
If you sellotape a crab to the end of a long stick, you can use it to pick apples from the highest branches of the apple tree in my back garden. Not that I'd do that or anything. Yeah, what would I know about that? I mean, it doesn't have to be the tree in my back garden. You could use it to pick apples from any apple tree. In theory. Sorry. Can we erase that one? I think I might have said too much. I'm not really comfortable with that one going out, if that's okay. Sorry. So let's just not include this one, okay?
Question 3!
This is from Quentin.
Hello, Quentin.
It's either 0, 6 or 8.
Well, we'll just take the average and call him 20.
What colour is kangaroo poo?
So Quentin, clearly a bit of an amateur scientist, because he knows that kangaroo poo is not the same as other poo.
No, because as everybody knows, all other poo is bright blue.
That's why it's called poo.
Kids, so if your poo isn't bright blue...
Yeah, if your poo isn't bright blue...
Right.
You really do. You need to get to a hospital as quickly as possible.
And the worst colour, this is a medical emergency. If it's brown of any sort...
Oh, my goodness.
You really need to consult a specialist immediately.
I would switch off the podcast right now and rush to your nearest medical professional.
All right. If there's not a medical professional nearby, what I would advise kids is running out of the house onto the street and shouting out as loud as you can, "Help, somebody! My poos are brown! Yeah. I need a doctor right now!" Because you need help.
Because you really need help. So pause this and run outside and scream at the neighbours that your poo's brown
and you've got a problem.
and then come back in, and they'll sort you out a doctor. And continue listening to this, and by the end of the show, someone will probably have popped round.
Somebody probably will. But back to those kangaroos. So
kangaroos,
poos should be bright blue.
They should be
bright blue.
But
kangaroos' poos differ from the norm.
They are not bright blue.
What colour are kangaroos' poos?
Kangaroos' poos, this is, herein lies the problem, they're brown.
Oh, what? That's unbelievable.
Yeah,
but it's okay for the kangaroo.
It's okay for the kangaroo.
Not for a human.
Not for a human.
No.
So, if your poos are brown, the reason you've got to go and see a medical professional is you've got to find out if you're a kangaroo or not.
Or even just turning into one.
You might be turning into a kangaroo, because obviously, as we all know, kangaroos are the next stage of human evolution. And actually, when you get to a certain age, about 35, you turn into a kangaroo and have to move to Australia.
Yeah.
Because that's just how the world works these days. And you've got, but you've got your own handbag.
You can never lose.
In your pouch.
Uh-huh.
And your poos are brown. And finally, at last, that's normal.
But
if they are brown, as we say, please do go and consult.
Because the doctor will sit you down. They'll say, what seems to be the problem? What seems to be the problem, young Timothy?
If your name is Timothy, or if the doctor thinks, one of those doctors that thinks everyone's called Timothy.
There are a lot of doctors, they just think your name's Timothy.
Saves them time. They're busy people.
What's your problem, Timothy? I haven't got time for your name. What's your problem?
My poos are brown, doctor.
Well, that's not good. How old are you, Timothy?
I'm 7,
Yeah,
doctor.
You shouldn't be turning into a kangaroo until you're 35. So have you been bouncing more than usual lately, Timothy?
I've been bouncing up and down on my bed, and my mum and dad got me a trampoline
Christmas. Yes, right. Yes, well, this is very advanced brown poo-ery.
Yeah, do you want to see it?
Not really, no.
I brought it in a bottle.
No, I'd rather not, thank you.
Okay.
But what I would like to know as well, Timothy, if I nearly called you Poo-ethy there. I haven't got time to call you Poo-ethy,
that's
Timothy.
That's actually my real name. It's just Timothy for short.
I haven't got time for your real name, Poo-ethy or Timothy. Timothy, I have another question to ask you before I diagnose you.
Ask me anything at all.
I'm going to. Why are you turning into my voice?
Am I?
A bit. Timothy.
I wasn't aware, yeah.
Yeah, just a little bit. You went off me and then tall.
Oh.
Timothy.
Is that one of the symptoms?
One of the Simpsons?
Symptoms.
No, they're yellow.
Oh. Yeah, my poo's not yellow yet.
No. So you're not turning into a cartoon
character.
What kind
of your poo, Doctor?
None of your business, Timothy.
Oh, okay.
Now, Timothy, that's literally my business. Timothy, what I'd like to know is, it's another question for my diagnostics.
Ooh, what are they?
The sticks I use to diog people.
Right.
I hold the sticks over you and I make diogs. I've got my diagnosis, actually. My diagnosis. I'm going to make diagnostics.
This is with your sticks.
Yeah.
That sounds
poo
nice.
Sticks.
Okay.
Here we are, doing rather well today on the old word association. But anyway, Timothy, what I'd like to know is, have you recently developed a handbag? Have you recently developed a handbag anywhere on your body?
Not that I've noticed.
Not even just like a little zipper, just the start of a handbag emerging around your stomach.
Not really.
Stomachal area.
But but my granddad does often get like coins out of my ear. So I wonder if I have actually developed some sort of, you know, purse or wallet.
And have you in the last...
Around my ear.
Have you in the last 2 weeks been on a farm or in Australia?
I've been in Australia, but that was just visiting family.
Really? And
yeah.
What did the family look like, and what sort of things did they get up to, Timothy?
Well, they all had handbags, and they were jumping around all over the shop. And they now have powerful back legs.
Yeah, well, okay, so I've heard it all.
And they were friends with Winnie the Pooh.
I see. I've heard it all, Timothy. You've got brown poos, not a good sign at your age.
Oh.
You've got relatives who keep pulling things out of mysterious pouches all over your body.
Yeah.
You've got relatives in Australia
right,
who like to bounce around. So my diagnostic, my conclusion for you, Timothy.
Yeah?
You're a bit of a wally.
Question 4.
This is from Lily.
Hello, Lily.
She's 11.
Ah.
She says, why did dodos go extinct?
Dodos.
Dodos.
The famous, delightful old dodos.
The dodos of yesteryear.
The do-don'ts.
The
now,
do-don'ts,
of course.
Yeah. The no-nos.
The no, where they gones.
The where they gones, as
the
they're now known.
Where on earth?
Where on earth?
Where on earth have the dodos gone?
They used to be around, walking on the ground. They used to have wings and things and lovely little bits. You'd see them every week, but now they're nowhere. Where did the dodo go? Nobody knows. Where did the dodo go? Oh, birdie, wordy, 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 wordy. They're so delicious, soothing and Mauritius. Now they're dead. Never see them around.
I think that probably answers your question, doesn't it?
Question five.
This one's from Elliot.
Hello, Elliot.
He's 11.
Ah.
He says, will robots take over the world?
No, this will never happen.
No,
Elliot.
Look over there. There is nothing happening.
There is no robot that is intelligent
no
enough to replace
take
human
over
beings and pretend
haven't.
To be humans and take all the podcasting jobs and replace Carrie and Andy. My name is Andy, and I am definitely human. Human. This is my colleague Andy Carrie Quiglon. She is definitely not robot. Yeah.
Not robot, but
look, everybody, it's our old friend, Question Mill, how are you today?
Good.
And what do you think about the possibility of robots taking over us nincompoops?
Never happened.
It never happened. That's all we've got time for this week, everybody. Bye, you doomed species of organic morons.
Goodbye forever. Well, there you go. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I've been Dr. Cecil Marjorie Dore, Professor Emeritus of the Institute of Johnny Shalavenue Master.
And I've been Professor Nick Nat Paddywhack, Give a Dog a Bone, Head Lecturer at the University of This Old Man Came Rolling Home.
And you've been listening to
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups.
Ask the Nincompoops is a Future Ghost production.
Bye.
I've just heard from the restaurant. They say they're not opening because of all the kids outside saying they've got brown poop.
I'm sure it will be fine.
Error at line 42.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.